AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Off the ball, rugby.
It's 7 line breaks in that game. Both teams kicked the ball a lot. It was a kick fest, and that's another part of the game that's kind of worrying. We're talking about, you know, teams sending second strings, but the amount of kicking that's going on and box kicking and limiting mistakes.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Stephen McPhail walks away from Shamrock Rovers after their final game of the season. Could Enzo Maresca be the man to replace Pep Guardiola at City? And Arnold Slot says the club's moved on from Mo Salah's comments about wanting to leave. First up, former Ireland international Stephen McPhail has resigned as sporting director of Shamrock Rovers after 9 years. That's according to the Irish Examiner. It's reporting that McPhail has opted to step away from the double winners, who finished their season last night with a 3-1 win at home to Hamrun Spartans of Malta. Rovers have won 5 of the last 6 Premier Division titles. They've played in the league phase of the Conference League in 3 of the last 4 years. Only last night, Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says they'll have to be even better next season. Rovers finished their Conference League campaign on a high. Graham Burke, Danny Grant and John McGovern scored the goals for Rovers against Hamrun. It was Burke's 14th goal in Europe, a joint record with David McMillan. It's the end of a long season for Rovers, 55 games in total, and Stephen Bradley spoke pitchside to Premier Sports after the game in Tala.
We spoke to the board, had a good meeting, and we're all in agreement that we need to keep trying to move the needle and get better, and that's the aim next year. Our recruitment's going to be key to that, to add to what we have in the building. We need a different type to help us progress, and we're looking at that as we go, and hopefully we can get that in the building. But look, we know after Christmas this is done. There's no point in looking back. It's about what's next year, and we have to want to improve, because we know Shells, Derry, Pats, Bowes, they're all going to be coming for us next year, and then obviously Europe. We want to try and go one better. Can we go and do Europa League next year? I don't know, but that has to be the aim for us, you know.
Shelburne drew nil all the way to Slovenian side Celje in their final game. Joey O'Brien's side finished the campaign with 2 points despite not scoring in any of their 6 games. Shells ended up in 34th place of 36 teams in their first ever league campaign. Crystal Palace missed the chance to finish in the top 8, which means 2 extra games in the new year. Oliver Glasner made 11 changes for the game against Coupes of Finland at Sellers Park. It finished 2-2. Ireland under 19 international George King made his debut for Palace in defence. There was also a first team debut for 16-year-old Joel Drakes Thomas, who became the 4th youngest player in the club's history. A win would have secured a place in the last 16, but Glasner made all the changes due to their Premier League game away to Leeds on Saturday night, a game that was moved forward because of their League Cup quarter-final away to Arsenal on Tuesday night.
Let's take the tough pathway after demotion, playing 2 qualification rounds in August, and now we play 2 more in February, so yeah, fans can travel into another country. It's all good.
The FAI has revealed 15 clubs have been admitted to the new FAI National League. That could rise before the deadline in January. The composition of the league represents every province in Ireland. Dublin clubs, Home Farm, St Francis, Lucan United and TU are among the 15 in the third tier, which offers the chance of promotion to the First Division. Also, 3 clubs from Donegal, with Bonaghy United, Cockle Celtic and Letterkenny Rovers all included. Merview United, Salthill Devon and Mayo FC are the three clubs from the west of Ireland. Killarney Celtic, UUC and Villa FC from Waterford represent Munster, and the other teams are Newbridge Town and CK United, who are Carlow and Kilkenny. The league will start in autumn of 2026. Then from 2027 onwards, there's a clear pathway to the League of Ireland. The winners of the North and South Divisions will compete in a playoff final to be crowned FAI National League champions. If the champions are then approved for a First Division licence, they'll play against the team that finishes bottom of the First Division in a promotion relegation playoff for a place in the second tier of the League of Ireland. Enzo Maresca says his only focus is on Chelsea, who he has a contract with until 2029. The Italian's been linked with a move away from Stamford Bridge, and it was reported this week he could be a potential replacement for Pep Guardiola if the Catalan leaves Manchester City at the end of the season. Maresca said after last week's win over Everton, so many people at the club didn't support him, but he said all the talk of a move away is speculation.
Doesn't affect me at all, because I know that it's 100% speculation. And in this moment, there is no time for these kind of things. First of all, because I have a contract here until 2029, probably. And my focus, I said many times, that is just about this club.
And no surprise, Pep Guardiola was asked about his future ahead of tomorrow's game against West Ham. This is what he had to say.
I understand that question when I have an end of a contract, but I have, you said perfectly, 18 months. So I'm so delighted, happy. I was excited with the development of the team and being there. That is all I can say.
Dion Fanning joined Owen Sheehan on the football show last night. They spoke about the possibility of Maresca taking over from Guardiola.
Hard to kind of know what to fully make of this, but David Ornstein writing in The Athletic today that according to numerous well-placed sources outside Manchester City, speaking on the condition of anonymity to protect relationships, there's a growing anticipation of this being Guardiola's last season at Manchester City. A firm decision will be made closer to the campaign finishing. But the whole piece is actually framed around Enzo Maresca. Chelsea's Enzo Maresca, high on Manchester City's list in the event of Pep Guardiola exit, is the headline they go with in a picture of the two of them arm in arm at the Club World Cup this year. So, I don't know, I could very much see the Pep thing being real. Quite where Maresca lies in that list, I'm not quite sure.
No, but if Guardiola is leaving, then there's going to be a lot of people and a lot of names being thrown around, because that's just the nature of it. It's good for Maresca that, you know, in a tough week when he kind of baffled people by coming out and saying what he said after the Everton game last weekend, and people wondering what was he talking about, what was that about, and then sort of people coming to the conclusion that he's unhappy with things to do with, you know, how, you know, sporting directors and various things like that at the club, and people wondering if he has got the power to do this and the authority because of how Chelsea operate. And, you know, he's done very well, but is he the manager that you know, that can actually, that has the power to take on, you know, the real power at Chelsea. It's just a stroke of good fortune that in that week, when people might wonder if he's gone a little bit too far, that he's been linked with the, like, you know, the most successful club in current, you know, in English football at the moment. So that's useful for him anyway.
Time, it's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
And if you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so now in your OTB football feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says the club has moved on from Mo Salah's comments about wanting to leave. The Egyptian was frustrated after being left out of the team, and he said he felt he was being thrown under the bus and blamed for the Premier League champions' poor form. Salah, who's gone to AFCON with Egypt, returned to the pitch last weekend for the win over Brighton when he came off the bench in the first half. Slot says actions speak louder than words.
We moved on. He was in the squad, and it was the first substitution I made. But now he's at the AFCON, all the focus is for him. over there, and there should not be any distraction of me saying anything about his time here at Liverpool, because what I said, we've moved on after the Leeds interview.
Liverpool will give a fitness test at Dominik Szoboszlai ahead of Saturday's trip to Tottenham. The Hungary captain suffered an ankle injury late in that Brighton game. Joe Gomez went off injured in the first half. He'll miss the Spurs game, as will Cody Gakpo, who's still out. Conor Bradley returns from suspension, and Jeremy Frimpong is back in the squad after returning from a hamstring injury. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says he's enjoyed every minute of his 6 years in charge. He'll reach the landmark in tomorrow's game away to Everton. The Gunners go into that match with a 2-point lead at the top, and Arteta feels proud of how the club's grown during his time in the dugout.
Socially, the transformation has been around the club in terms of the size, in terms of revenues, in terms of the squad that we build, the value of the sporting success that we had. Even though we haven't won any major trophy yet, I think it's very, very consistent.
Former Celtic midfielder Stylian Petrov fears time is already running out for manager Wilfred Nancy. The Frenchman has lost all four of his games in charge. The latest was a midweek defeat away to Dundee United in the Scottish Premiership. Next up is a home game against Aberdeen on Sunday, just after leaders Hearts play Rangers. Petrov says Nancy may not even get a chance to improve his squad next month.
After what we've seen so far, will you trust the manager with the funds he wants to spend and the players he wants to bring? That's a big question. And you know, there's another 2 weeks until the transfer window open, and if he don't win games, I don't think he'll see the transfer window.
And in the Women's Super League, West Ham have parted company with Rhiannon Skinner after one win from their first 11 games this season. The Hammers are 11th in the WSL, only ahead of Liverpool, who they drew 2-2 with last weekend. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. We'll be back in the new year, so have a lovely Christmas.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.